I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
How do we get into this without getting people in trouble?
I know. I don't even know if I care necessarily, but I don't want to make things worse. But
do you know if he listens?
I have no idea.
We're not talking about one person, though. This happens to Amber constantly. It's ridiculous.
It's super frustrating because now that I'm a homeowner, like, things happen. You hire people to come fix them, professionals. At least that's what I thought I was hiring. Mm. And then the people that are coming out and doing these jobs for me get my phone number because that's how you communicate with people these days. And then they use that number to hit on me. And it's like, I hired you to do a job. You now know where I live. Yep. You've been in my house. Like, how do you think that's going to make me feel? It's not comfortable. You're not being professional. And I just, like, I don't understand what it is with men where they can't take a hint either. Yeah. Like, I was not responsive when you tried to be casually conversational over text. Didn't even ignored you completely.
Then, that's a sign, guys. Yeah, they didn't answer. It's not that she didn't see it.
Yeah.
She saw it and made a choice.
Exactly. Then next time I'm face to face with this person, he asks me out on the spot. Just not a good time. Like, what are you doing?
Well, and that's even after the shutdown in text. So
yes.
It's not even like, hey, you seem nice. Well, I'll go for it. It's like, no, I've kind of shut you down once already.
Yeah.
Now you're upping the ante for some reason.
He came back to, let me guess, I forgot my toolbox or I forgot a wrench here.
Men are insidious in finding ways to come back around.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, my problem, because I've heard you talk about more than one of these situations, men are becoming increasingly more devious in their methods, right? So then they'll say something like, there's a new coffee shop around there. Not even that. That's too, that feels like a date. It's just, they say something that you could go like, is he asking me out or is he just being friendly? So then you can't say no, because then you're being unfriendly. You can't say I have a boyfriend, because then you look like you were presuming it was a date.
Yeah.
Like, there's ways to say something to a woman to trick her into going somewhere with you and have it not necessarily be a date, but then he's like, I'm already in.
See?
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And if you started that whole thing by getting her number through something professional, you can't do that.
Right.
Like, unless you had this incredibly, like, you're getting your oil changed and there's this weird energy that is undeniable, which a lot of times can be misread by us because men are just like, oh my God, she's totally into me. And it's like, she's just trying to flirt to get the cost down a little bit. Like, unless you can put your finger on that, you should never contact her ever. But like,
that was my feeling, but apparently.
But how do you stop
those
it?
Those boundaries aren't there.
How do you?
Well, so then denied the invitation in person and then followed up again with another text. And I'm just like, okay, I'm in a relationship, like, please leave me alone. And then multiple texts after that. And it's just like, dude,
you have
my number for a specific reason. You were hired for a job. Like, what are you doing texting me?
But you're not. One of the things that is a weakness for you is you're not rude.
Yeah.
And so you have, like, with dumb boys, almost the only way out is to be a B. You have to be rude, right?
That's sad.
When he asked me out in person, it was so uncomfortable. You could cut the uncomfortableness with a knife. Like, I shut down, walked backwards, was like,
No.
And, like, looked at him like he was crazy. And then I think he just thought I was thrown off or something. It's like, no, it wasn't just a no for that moment. That was a no. Period. And this is the second time that I've had to shut you down.
And it should be just no without another explanation. You shouldn't have to tell him.
You don't owe anybody anything.
Exactly. You don't have to tell him if you're hooked up with anybody or not.
Exactly.
None of their business. Yeah. None of their business.
That's the other thing. He's like, oh, you're in a relationship. I should have known, but I guess I had to ask. And I'm like, I said no before that, and you wouldn't take no for an answer. I had to tell you that I'm with someone. It couldn't just be no. He's like, oh, I should have guessed that's why you weren't wanting to go out with me.
Men only listen to other men. That's the only reason.
Yeah, could you say that?
I didn't hear it either.
Aaron's right. She nailed it.
I think it's a generational thing, because I definitely listen to...
So I understand your perspective, but it takes so many times for women to say, like, even if they don't have a boyfriend, men won't listen to their no's unless they say, my boyfriend won't like that. I can't. I have a boyfriend, because now there's another man in the picture. Wow. And they respect the man more than the woman.
There it is. Uh-huh.
Wow.
And it seems like today guys are into vexing a woman instead of trying to please a woman. They're trying to
trick
her.
I don't understand what vexing means. Oh, like...
Yeah, dupe, okay. Trick.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, I wonder how much of it, like, in these situations, you're dealing with a guy who didn't ask for your number. So he's either not good at that or not skilled at it or not confident enough or whatever. So he's, like, in over his head. He's got more than what he normally gets.
Correct.
And so he's, like... Maybe he feels like he's playing with house money, which is stupid, because, like, you're on second base, but you didn't hit a double. Like,
right. You just
ended up here, and you think, like, oh, I gave you
She
my-
never gave you her number, bro.
Great analogy.
She gave a worker her number, not you. Not you personally, the guy doing a job.
Right.
Great analogy.
Yeah, because I feel like that's why he's emboldened to ask, because he's like, oh, I already got her number, but you didn't, because you didn't ask and she didn't give it.
You're right. He's on second base, but I didn't earn my way here.
I guess the reason I think it's generational, and I don't want to say, because I'm just putting Steve and I into it, and I'm speaking for you, Steve, our fear of rejection. If I sent you a casual text to see if I could move this from business to pleasure and you didn't respond, we're done.
We got it.
Like,
I am broken. Yeah.
I am never going to try again. The younger generation has learned you got to get 10 rejections before you get one yes. So just get thick skin and just keep pushing through it. And it's like, I get a half an inkling of a rejection and I am like crying on the cold linoleum floor. Like, I'm worthless.
And to expound on that, Slacker, you had to shut him down face to face. If you would have sent a text, it seems like text or anything but face to face, guys, it doesn't sink in. You had to do that face to face. Finally.
Well, no, not.
Oh, that's
not.
Right.
It's
that's
still
right.
Not over.
Still it's like, and he texts me after that. And that, you know, it's just,
Nothing.
The worst part that I feel, though, after what Aaron said, I do think, to piggyback on the younger generation, or just any, there are just certain men who know, just like there are women who know that this woman is married or this woman has a boyfriend, and they still go for it.
Yeah.
It's just like, I said, no, I have a boyfriend. All right. Well, that's great. I have a girlfriend. Now what? They cancel each other out. Let's go. I find you attractive. I can tell you find me attractive. And it's like, like Amber's face, but it must work sometimes.
There you go. That's why guys keep doing it.
That's where affairs come from. That's where,
it's like you always say, that stupid wolf whistle.
Shouldn't work.
But apparently it must work, so we keep doing it.
Because something in male DNA says this will work 1 out of 100 times. The girl's going to turn around and rush back into the construction site and say, who did that? Let's go. Oh, Amber.
Well, and I understand there's also the other side where it's like, it takes a lot of courage to ask a girl out and blah, 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 blah. But like, we have dating apps now where the women have to make the first move. If I wanted to, I could. You open the door. Yep. I know it's open. Like, I would walk through it if I wanted to.
Yep.
I didn't respond. What are you doing? And then it's the other side, too, where it's like, in his mind, if he thinks I'm into him, this is like a romantic thing. He's asking me out spontaneously and la, 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 la. And it's like, the other guy, the other worker, he texts me like, love that quote you have on your bedroom wall. I went out and got one myself.
No, mind, he didn't.
Yes.
In that his is mind, so violating.
So creepy. But in his mind, he's like, we're simpatico. We're the same. I'm like relating to you. We think alike. Like, this is romantic. And I'm like, you're creeping me out.
Yes.
That is so much more threatening than romantic in its tone to me. I know he was invited into your bedroom to do work, but it's. You don't reference that until you're invited into the bedroom for fun.
Yeah.
It almost sounds like he's watching too many adult films and is like, this works. I've seen it.
And it.
These are two separate people.
Right.
What is wrong with them?
Men are busted.
And,
you know, starting about 20 years ago, women started asking men out more. Women are starting to propose marriage to men more. Definitely afraid. To me, it's harder to say. I don't know how women condition themselves to have to be able to say no to guys all the time, every day through life. It'd be hard for me to reject a woman if she kept asking me out.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't want.
Because you want to be nice, but at a certain point, it's like, dude, you're gross.
Every female has to learn that at some point in her life. And I don't know who's teaching y'all. Is your mothers, the fathers, or. You all got to learn that.
It's like you're learning it as you go, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's you're like men are viruses and you just have to come up with a new vaccination. It's like, all right, look at the new version. Even though I've said no three times, both face-to-face and on text, here he is again.
Great analogy. Yeah.
Why do you think we give out fake numbers and right. wear fake engagement rings and like have signals for our friends and tell them, call me in 15 minutes because I need an out? Like...
But you can't give a fake number.
Backup plans to get out of things.
By the way, Amber, can I get your
No!
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.